See you.
Thank you very much. I am so too.
She tells me, you have published one booklet. This is my scientist.
Yes.
My student. The scientific basis of Krishna consciousness.
It's translated in German too.
Huh?
It's translated.
Yes.
In German too.
This is just I received the sample.
I got it.
Ah, that's a decent
author, Swarupa Damodara Dasa.
He is my disciple.
Oh, yes. From India.
Yes, he is in Kali. His teacher is there in the last place. His photograph.
That's, oh, yes, 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 I see. That's my food.
MS from Barcelona University, and he PhD from California. And he graduated himself from Goa University. Very large scholar.
Yes.
You are coming from
near Passau. There are, I think, 500 kilometers from here with plane. Yes, I come yesterday in the evening to Frankfurt. In the morning I came to here.
You can stay here, but
here tomorrow.
Yes,
yes. Thank you very much. I am going to teach a monk in a monastery.
You are Roman Catholic?
Yes, Roman Catholic, but I follow the Eastern Rite of the Greek Orthodox Church. In our monastery there's two rites, Roman Catholic, and also the customs of life as Greek Orthodox monks. And also I have a rosary.
Very good.
Too, yes. And continue also Lord Jesus Christ have mercy upon me. Also I repeat, Lord Jesus Christ have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus Christ.
Very good.
Upon me.
You know this language?
Yes, I know.
So you know the word Christo?
Yes. Christ.
Christo means Christ.
Yeah. Christ. Jesus, Christos, who is Christ by oil. You know it. Anointed. Christos, Christ, means anointed. It's a single word. The same word. Yeah, Christos. And Christos in Greek is the same word, anointed.
So this Christos is the broken version of Krishna.
Ah, yes. Very good.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Because in India, it's this. And calling for Krishna, one says Krishna. And Krishna means the attraction. It's not kidding.
Attraction.
One is God.
God.
Everyone.
Yes.
That is the meaning of Krishna.
And
that unattractive drawer,
yes,
be gone.
Yes, I think so too.
Therefore, God's name is Krishna.
Yes.
So Christ said that my Father, the Lord, hello, Jesus, and me.
Yes.
That name is Krishna, or Krishna.
Yes.
How do you think of it?
Yes, I think the Christ, Krishna Sakam Singh, as own goddess, Dinamian goddess, God and Bar, aber wir können Gott Vater nennen, aber wenn wir Gott mit den eigentlichen Namen anrufen müssen, wollen müssen wir Christus sagen.
He said that Jesus has, as the Son of God, has revealed the name of God, yes, and he, his opinion is when we call the name of God is, what is it?
Christ.
Christ.
Well, he's the
name of Christ. The Christ is another form of pronouncing Christo.
Yes.
And Christo is another form of pronouncing Krishna.
Yes.
Therefore, God's name is Krishna.
Yes.
So Christ said to glorify the name of God. But somebody said in Christian that there is no name of God. What?
We have a name of God.
Yes.
Yes.
What is that?
We talk God's Father.
It's like your son may call his father.
Yes.
But your body knows. This is under dust.
Yes.
You love that. Everyone's son calls his father father.
Yes.
But his father has a name on it.
Yes.
Similarly, God is a different name. But it's clearly he has got a particular name. And that name is Krishna. And that is accepted by Jesus. Jesus is Christ. Or Jesus is Son of Christ or Krishna. And he identifies himself as the Son of God. Therefore, the name of God is either you call it Krishna or Krishna. Or Christ. It doesn't matter. The name of God is Krishna or Krishna.
When we can speak of the name of God, from the name, Aydinam. Name of India, from Aydinam, God is the one who is gracious to serve.
He said, when we speak of a real name of God, he said it's Christus.
Real, in the Krishna, it's Krishna.
Yeah. This is a Christos in the Lord Krishna.
Yeah. Because the name is of God. We know the name of God only by revelation. By revelation of the Son of God, because the Son of God is also God.
Yeah.
He has the three personalities, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the Son has revealed the name of Father, and his name is who has revealed Christus, Christ. And also he can as the name or only take Christ, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
So it doesn't matter. Krishna or Christ. The name is there. And we are Ramayana, according to the Vedic system, that in this age, one should simply chant the holy name of God.
Yes.
Rama and Krishna, they are the name of God. And Ram is the energy of God.
Yes.
So we are chanting Krishna, Allah, around with his energy.
Yes.
He has got two energies, spiritual energy and material energy.
Yes.
But present moment, we are under the jurisdiction of material energy. So we are praying to Krishna, kindly transfer me from the service of material energy to the service of spiritual energy. This is our whole level. All the energy of God and all of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Because our constitutional position is to be service. Our honor, we have been put in the service of the material energy. So this family can be satisfied to the spiritual. Then our life is successful. That is our philosophy, Bhakti Mahārāja, Bhakti Yoga. Sarva-māgī vijin muktam. Here, we are giving service and Hindu, as Muslim, as Christian, as Jain, as Jewish, as that. We are daily meetings. When we become free of the designation, and then have God as a little bhakti, a devotee. Because we are manufactured. Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, this religion, that religion. But when the religion will be without deadliness. I am neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian, but I am character of God. And that is pure religion.
What is?
That is pure religion.
Yes, I see.
The pure religion means bhakti.
Bhakti, yes.
Bhakti.
Bhakti, yes.
Bhakti means mukti in Hindi. Without bhakti, there is no mukti. Therefore, when one is on the platform of bhakti, he has already attained mukti.
Yes, I see.
That is, said in the Bhagavad Gita, find out. Mancha bhari chalni bhakti yogena ja sevate. Mancha bhari chalni.
Mansayo yagi charina bhakti yogena sevate saguna samachi jayata brahma bhuyaya kalpate
translation will help you.
Spanish and Hindi will spoil the English, Andy, but we might hear that the Jews probably make the autonomous writing their Matthew and Natur and the rights of the English command.
The
die lautete, auf welche Weise man die transzendentale Position erreichen könne. Wie bereits zuvor erklärt wurde, spielt sich das Geschehen in der materiellen Welt und dann der materiellen Erscheinungsweisen der Natur ab. Man sollte sich jedoch von den Aktivitäten der Erscheinungsweisen der Natur nicht verwehren lassen. Anstatt sein Bewusstsein mit solchen Aktivitäten zu beschäftigen, sollte man sein Bewusstsein auf Krishna-Aktivitäten übertragen. Krishna-Aktivitäten sind als Bhakti-Yoga bekannt, was bedeutet, immer für Krishna zu handeln. Dies bezieht sich nicht nur auf Krishna, sondern auch auf seine verschiedenen vollständigen Erweiterungen, wie zum Beispiel Radha und Narayana. Er hat unzählige Erweiterungen. Wer im Dienst der einer der Formen Krishnas beschäftigt ist, gilt als in der Transzendenz verankert. Man sollte verstehen, dass alle Formen Krishnas völlig transzendental sind. Voller Glückseligkeit, voller Wissen und ewig sind. Solche Persönlichkeiten Gottes sind allmächtig und allwissend und besitzen alle transzendentalen Eigenschaften. Obwohl es sehr schwierig ist, die Erscheinungsweisen der materiellen Natur zu überwinden, kann man sie dennoch leicht hinter sich lassen, wenn man sich mit unerschütterlicher Entschlossenheit im Dienste Krishna oder seiner vollständigen Erweiterung beschäftigt. Dies wurde bereits im 7. Kapitel erklärt. Wenn sich Krishna hingibt, überwindet augenblicklich den Einfluss der Erscheinungsweisen der materiellen Natur. Im Krishna-Bewusstsein bzw. im hingebungsvollen Dienst beschäftigt zu sein, bedeutet, wie Krishna zu werden. Der Herr sagt, dass sein Wesen ewig, glückselig und voller Wissen sei. Die Lebewesen sind winzige Bestandteile des Höchsten, wie auch immer. Die Lebewesen sind wichtige Bestandteile des Höchsten, die auch die Goldkörner Teile der Goldmine sind. Und daher ist das spirituelle Lebewesen der Qualität hat, so gut wie Krishna. Die unterschiedlichen Individualitäten bleiben jedoch weiterhin bestehen, denn sonst könnte von Bhakti-Yoga keine Rede sein. Bhakti-Yoga bedeutet, dass es den Herrn und den Gottgeweihten gibt und dass zwischen dem Herrn und dem Gottgeweihten ein tiefer Austausch besteht. Deshalb sind sowohl der höchste persönliche Gott als auch die individuelle Seele unterschiedliche Funktionen. Andernfalls könnte es kein Bhakti-Yoga geben. Solange man sich nicht in der gleichen transzendentalen Position befindet wie der Herr, muss man sich dienen. Um der persönliche Ratgeber eines Königs zu werden, muss man sich qualifizieren. Qualifiziert zu sein bedeutet, Brahman, das heißt, frei von jeder materiellen Verschmutzung zu werden. In den wenigsten Schriften wird gesagt, Brahman, 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 Brahman. Man kann das höchste Brahman erreichen, wenn man selbst die Eigenschaften des Brahman annimmt. Das bedeutet, dass man der Qualität nach mit dem Brahman eins werden muss. Wenn man das Brahman erreicht, verliert man jedoch nicht seine ewige Brahman-Identität als individuelle Seele.
Brahman ist Lord Krishna. Brahman ist Lord Krishna.
Ja.
Brahma.
Brahma. He is Param Brahma.
Param
Brahma. Brahma is realized in three angles of vision.
Brahma is the entire aspect of
vision. Impersonal Brahma.
Yeah, impersonal Brahma. Yes,
localized Brahma. Paramatma.
Yeah.
In the heart.
Yeah.
And personal Brahma.
Yeah,
Krishna is the supreme Brahma because ultimately God is person.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani iti sabda. Like the Sanskrit word is Vadanti tat tattadida tatya. The absolute truth is described by the person who knows the absolute truth in three ways. Brahmeti, the impersonal Brahma. Paramatmeti, the localized Paramatma. And Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate feature of God, full with all six opulences. The richest, the strongest, the most famous, the most wise, the most renowned, and most beautiful. These are the six features of the Personality of God. He is being absolute. His name is not different from the name and the form and the quality of God. They are all absolute. Therefore, chanting His name means associating with God. So, when one associates with God, gradually he becomes godly. And when he is fully purified, then he becomes associate of God.
But we begrenzen den Namen Gottes nur auf eine begrenzte Weise.
But we can understand the name of God only in a limited way.
No. God has unlimited potencies, and therefore He has taught unlimited names.
Yes. But we are limited.
We are limited.
Yes.
But God is not limited.
Yes.
Unlimited.
Yes.
And because He is unlimited, therefore He has taught unlimited names.
Yes.
Not one or two. But unlimited names. There is a Sanskrit book, Astara Sahasra. There are 1008 names of God. So 1000 names is also limited. But because we are limited, the God's names are given to us as far as we can understand. Otherwise, He has got unlimited potencies, unlimited names. And each and every name is God. Because He is absolute.
Ich habe nicht ganz verstanden, wie
to preach
the love of God.
Yeah.
And the gospel of Jesus Christ is also preaching the love of God, God's love.
But if you don't mind, I can say that the Christians are not obeying the orders of God.
Yes.
Do you agree or not?
I agree.
Then where is love? If you disobey the orders of God, then where is the love?
Yes.
Therefore, they have come here to teach them to love God.
Yes.
Yeah? If you love me, you cannot disobey me.
Yes.
And if you disobey me, that love is not real.
That means that Christianity has to change their customs or the Christianity, Roman Catholic or Protestant, must return to the source. Must return to the source.
You can sit on the chair. Not only Christianity, everywhere. The people now do not love God, but they love dog.
Yes.
Therefore, this movement is everything about them. Only the Christians there only actually accused, but Hindu, Muslim, everyone. They simply stand, but no obedience to God.
Can you think exactly the point where Christians are not obedient?
Yes,
when you see any points by your visit to Christian countries, and you like to see that to see exactly the point.
The first point is that your commandment is thou shalt not kill, and you are maintaining regularly letters.
Yes, because this Amandami Kirtan wants to give up and accept the regards to keep this
trustworthy.
The first commandment is disobedience. Do you agree or not? Now in my thought, the animals have been killed, have been killed.
I personally agree.
That's
it. I personally agree.
Therefore, I tell you, if Christians are lovers, they must stop immediately this animal killing.
And you see, it's the principal point, the top point.
But if you miss one point, if you commit mistake in calculation in one point, the more you make calculations and add and subtract, it is all mistake.
Und wenn man einfach weiterrechnet, dann ist es alles trotzdem fehler.
Und das hat seinen Ursprung hier in der Frage des Sinnes. Jeder Punkt, die Frage des Sinnes, das ist ein Vergehen gegen die Gesetze Gottes.
So alles andere, das darf aufgebaut, das ist auch ein Fehler.
If I'm in the bank, the day make a trial balance. And if there is one mistake anywhere, There is. It will have balance of that time. Also cooked in man. If you, I'll explain, also cooked in man means the logic of accepting half of the chicken. The chicken, what is it called? No, corn. And roast. Roast. No, the female is called hen.
Hen.
The hen is giving egg.
Hen.
That's right. By the rectum. And eating by the mouth. So one man is considering that the mouth is expensive. Because you have to give to eat. But I've cut it. So, if the mouth is stuck, then there will know it. Because it's dead body. So this is not good logic. The expensive portion may be cut, and the profitable portion may be kept. This kind of interpretation will not be helpful. If you accept the whole, this side and that side, then business will go. Killing means any kind of killing, especially animal killing. Otherwise, you should have frankly openly used the word thou shalt not murder. Even if it is meant like that, then does it mean that we are preaching amongst the murderers? They are very first class men. That falls the invention. This kind of interpretation does not appeal to
us. Das bedeutet,
devotee's margin. Dann würde das bedeuten, dass Jesus nur zu Mördern gepredigt hat. Und diese Interpretation, die können wir nicht akzeptieren.
Aber es ist ja nun so, das Gebot, du sollst nicht töten, steht ja in dieser dörflichen Form in dem Alten Testament. Und wenn Christus spricht, du sollst nicht töten, dann erweitert er es und spricht aber immer nur in der Beziehung dazu, dass der Mensch auch nicht nur einen Menschen nicht töten soll, sondern ihn auch nicht schlecht behandeln soll, liebevoll behandeln soll. Die Beziehung zu allen Lebewesen in dem Sinne spricht er nicht, behandelt er dann, sondern er spricht immer nur vom Menschen, meint aber dann dieses, du sollst nicht töten, auch im geistigen, seelischen Sinne. Also niemand beleidigen, niemand verletzen, niemanden schlecht und böse behandeln. Aber dieses Problem der Tierwelt taucht bei Christus selbst nicht auf.
Such is a proof of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder. It's found in the Old Testament. And when Jesus was talking,
well, I do not know many testaments, but I see in the Ten Commandments these words are there.
Yes.
If you want to support it by many testaments, that is of course your business. But we take the direct meaning, thou shalt not kill. The Christians should not kill. Interpretation you can give in your own way to support your business. But we see openly, if they can understand openly, there is no need of interpretation. Why should they interpret? Interpretation is required when things are not clear.
Oh, yes, it's clear.
Those are not clear. Plain advice. Why should we interpret?
In the first story, it's not done with the Chinese government. But here is a star, kind of star. To work with students. The Bible says, I'm not interpreting. Plants are killing. When we eat fresh vegetables, is it not killing
the same? Vegetable killing and animal killing is the same?
Not the same. But human killing and animal killing is often the same.
So we are not killing. Why? But it's not pleasure, see? We do not kill even vegetables. Because our Krishna says, when of this verse, Vatram Puskvam Phalam Toyam Yomi Bhaktya Pise Chet.
Yes,
Patam Puspam Phalam Soyam Yomi Bhaktya Pajatsa Kadaham Patnami Bhaktya Vantam.
Wenn jemand mir mit Liebe und Hingabe ein Blatt, eine Blume, eine Frucht und ein wenig Wasser opfert, werde ich es annehmen.
So, we offer Krishna. Krishna, why? Give me this Krishna. So we offer the pushta to Krishna and you take it. Therefore, he for killing the Patram Pushma, there is thing. There is Krishna's thing, not my thing.
Unsere Sünde, sondern das ist Krishna's
Krishna, God, apapavidyam, sinful reaction cannot take place to him. Apapavidyam, papa means sinful. That's like this sun, this spark, it can absorb urine, but it cannot drink it.
God can assign a sinful reaction to him. In order to aspire for his honor, his honor is so messy that the urine absorbing and also, but it's a different kind of insight.
So in serious harm on the other side. One is very powerful. Just like a king, he ought to kill this man. Murder. Become a murder. Same way. Chapter. But he is not under the law being hanged. Because he is very powerful. But an ordinary man, he becomes a man,
And
there is fight, the commander-in-chief says to kill them. And the soldier killed and gets gold medal. But the same soldier, when he kills a single person at home, he's hanged.
Most of them come. When their commanders are tragedy on their emperor's order master, and become the high gold and the medallion, or when you buy the zone, suppose that you can find a handful of the zone tragedy, and you take a handful of that.
Therefore, this invention, patram pushpam phalam toya, this vegetable green, I shall eat, and eat at the prasad. So, we are not sinful.
And Krishna cannot give the same permission for the animals.
Huh?
And Krishna cannot give the same permission for animals.
Yes. The animal kingdom, and the nature sway, besides the grass is the food of the cow.
Yes.
And the cow is the food for man, but not for civilized man, religious man, the crude man. Killing of animals,
yes,
and child, trash men.
Yes.
Then it is perfect. I'm not come to teach you, but to request you that your Christian religion priorities and entire the chanting of name of the law. You kindly do it. Yes.
If you come from this realm, I have to come to this vision that the Tien and Jesus chanting.
We are also chanting Christ of Krishna Vishanti. So let us join together and chant. If you have got objection to chant Krishna, you chant Christ of Krishna.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, राम नाम कारी बहुला निज सर्व शक्ति सत्ता पिता नियमित स्मरण ही मना दैट गॉड हैज गॉट मेनी मल्टी मेन्स एनी वन ऑफ देम यू जस्ट बिकॉज ईच एंड एवरी मैन हैज द सेम पोटेंशियल एज गॉड द पर्सन Because his name and he, there is no difference.
And if he becomes designated blessed.
If we give up the status, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, and simply chant God's name, then he becomes holy. That is spiritual prayer. Anyway, without any discrimination, that here is Hindu, here is Muslim, here is Christian, here is white, here is black.
Hindu
We are preaching that human form of life is meant for God realized or to learn how to learn God. That is real business of human being. So either be it as a Christian or as a Muslim or as a Hindu, it doesn't matter. But do this business. And the factory did that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is our mission. We all see the chanting bees just like you are chanting. Yeah? Chant, that's all. Everyone should do very hard. If everyone takes this chanting, you are teaching, you are taking. Why not Hare Krishna? You are chanting. Chant. There is no loss. By chanting, there is no loss, but there is good gain. So why should we miss this opportunity of chanting? They are cast and lost, they cannot chant. That we have got human tongue, we can chant. There is no loss, but there is great gain. And these young boys, they are always chanting. It is only practice. It is training. These young boys and girls, they could go and have so many things people have seen. But now, they have given up everything. They don't eat meat, egg, cheese, no intoxication after drinking tea or smoking, no gambling, no illicit sex. And chanting. If you can cooperate, then we go to the church and chant. Christ, Christ, Krishna, 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 Christ, Christ.
And this is Dhamma by the Guru and in this definition and chant is just Krishna, Krishna, and the rest.
Is there an objection?
No.
Then it should be allowed. And it's not giving.
No.
Giving the charges.
No.
No, no, we are talking with you. You are a representative of Christian Christ. So, instead of keeping the charges locked up, why not give it us? It is time, 24. Actually, this is fact. Many places we have purchased churches. And before our purchasing, the church was practically locked up. Nobody was going. And because nobody was going, therefore it was available for purchase. In London, I think, hundreds and thousands of churches are locked up, or they are being used for different purposes. There are many hundreds and thousands of churches, but they are not going. So this experience, the Los Angeles, we purchase one church. So, it was sold because people are not coming. Now you go to the same church, and the same man, they're coming by thousands.
Should I call that you have this occasion to tell us, you practice the blessing you did then. And kind of things like education, but even more than the psychologist is in. In London, I should have probably there see that hundreds and thousands of cases within the other Zwecke benutzen werden. Und eine der Kirchen, die wir gekauft haben, ist in Los Angeles. Und da war genau das Gleiche. Da waren praktisch keine Leute mehr sind dorthin gekommen, weil die Kirche war immer zugeschlossen. Und jetzt haben wir die Kirche gekauft. Jetzt kommen die gleiche Kirche und die gleiche Leute kommen zu Tausenden dorthin.
One Christian priest in Boston. He issued one leaflet that these boys are our boys. Before accepting this movement, they are never coming to the church, they have never inquired about God. And now they are mad at us. How is that?
In Boston, it's an interpretive priest, and he didn't have a perspective of the God. And then I received that he's young, he's an unruly young. But before he was a big person, that since he was all big in the church, he was going to spend an extra 2 months. And yet, then he thought that God.
He said the inquiry was why the Americans and the Germans taking to this point.
And how come they understand it so quickly?
Yes, and I believe an Irish story of the Latin by Humboldt. He just found that this person was a real girl and he was an emotional outsider. Any intelligent man will understand
what is really that, what is God in kindness.
Mm.
It doesn't require it in kind or in kindness.
You mentioned, as you mentioned, the scene that followed John, all that God says, and who to whom he knows, to let him understand my own story, and who to whom he can understand.
Yes, I'm saying.
But we do not want to understand. That is it.
Yes.
Yes. Be humble and meek, and go to the kingdom of God. Is it not? Is it Bible statement? So nowadays the Western philosophy has spread that everyone is God. And therefore nobody is humble and meek. If only everyone thinks that he is God, then why should he be humble and meek? So they are being educated how to become humble and meek. And the temple to God, not to the spiritual master, to God's representative. They offer always respect by offering obeisance. That is humble and meek. They are being very easily cross. Is it? Only on account of this humbleness and meekness. Even on the road, if they see me, they immediately hold up, laugh. Never mind that it's just. This very qualification is pushing them towards spiritual journey. In the Vedic scripture, it is said, Jatha Devi Parahati, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru, Tasya Ete Kathita Artha Prakashanti Mahapala. Then, just anyone who has got unflinching faith in God and dependently the spiritual man, to him only the purpose of the scriptures become revealed.
Ein anderer Gegenüber zu sein.
attitude of humility to all others.
Exercise
for another.
But that's like respect, respect, and ordinary.
Our, respect,
I think it's very necessary to just
respect. And it's got to be taken on the heart of that you should offer respect even to your person who has no respect. You should not expect any respect for yourself. You should give respect to others. Those who are Christian priests, they too cooperate in this movement. Chant the name of Christ, Christ, and stop animal killing. This is according to Bible. This is God. According to my service, they are Christians. Simply, let them do it. And see how this is just.
Ja, in der Ehe. Aber der Bibel ist gleich, obwohl in der Bhagavad Gita, dass also eine sexuelle Betätigung nur im Rahmen der Ehe erlaubt
ist. Wer ist es wissen in Bhagavad Gita, dass sexual intercourse is only allowed and through married life? Is there any statement in Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Dharma viruddha kamasmi. Dharma viruddha. Dharma, T-G-A-T-R. Dharma, Viruddha, Kamas.
Yes,
yes, yes.